This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hit it!
Time to hit another pocket of medical information that's important to you on the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. DJV is the Doug Jen Victoria program that's on the air Monday through Friday, and we feature the services, the information, the intellect of Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus. Jack is with us now from his perch, and I mean literally perch. He's on top of the mountains there in Salt Lake City, but you wouldn't know it because you can't see anything because of all of the smoke.
Well, that's for sure.
Jack is a NUCCA certified, board-certified NUCCA chiropractor, which is a specialty that involves the shoulders and the neck. It straightens everything all out, I can tell you that from experience. And he's also a GAPS practitioner. And our conversations on this program wrap themselves around a lot of the things that are important for our overall well-being, focusing on supporting your spine, talking about those areas and how NUCCA chiropractic works, and, you know, all kinds of medical things that are tied into our discussions, and also the GAPS business, because all, I believe Jack's right, all health in your body starts in your gut. And it isn't your stomach. Your gut is your stomach, your intestines, all the things. Is it, would you consider, well, the tube that the food goes down into your stomach is not part of your gut. It isn't your gut.
Yeah, it is.
Stomach, right?
Anywhere the microbiome can grow. Actually, your upper sinus is all the way to the bottom.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Anywhere microbes can grow. Yeah. And obviously the idea is to have the correct balanced population in microbes.
Right.
Because no sickness, no disease, nothing adversely affects us, even to something as terrible as cancer, until first there's a disruption in the microbiome. So
right.
You keep that microbiome happy, you're going to be happy.
Now, the reason that I brought that up is because you have been studying our food supply, and the specific info that you have found recently is, in essence, it's a comparative of eggs that come from the farm, that is, the real farm, as you know, and others listening to this program. I also do a weekend program that's heard on a lot of these same stations called the American Family Farmer Show. And we spend a lot of time talking about the benefits of doing business with the American family farmer instead of going to the store and buying crap that came from who knows where. Mm-hmm. So you actually have studied the differences between farm fresh eggs that come from farms where the chickens, like on my farm, chickens wander around in the pasture where the cows are. And so we have to sometimes go out in the pasture to find the eggs. And so that's real range. You know,
that's true free range.
Yeah, and now there's a comparative between that stuff and what you buy at the store. There are some good, if you can find local eggs. I think this is a microcosm of a discussion that's pretty broad, Jack. It isn't just eggs. It's all about all of the food that we eat that isn't manufactured. In other words, it comes from the source. It comes from the animal, comes out of the ground. Right?
Yeah,
would you say this? Yeah, let's okay.
Well,
so talk
the
about the differences.
Well, the closer your food is to Mother Nature and the less it is man-touched, the better and healthier it's going to be, I think, for rather obvious reasons. And, you know, the eggs that we always get here in our home are free-range. Sometimes we'll get the organic free-range. But what you want, the chickens that are out there eating the grubs and the bugs and the herbs and the grass and whatever else they come across, because they have a wonderful bio or a microbiome inside themselves that process these foods to produce an egg, which I still believe to this day is probably gram for gram the most healthy food on the surface
perfect
of the planet.
Nature's perfect food.
Yeah,
that's
because in three weeks of fertilization, you have a chick. I mean, what else in nature that I'm not aware of, anyway, that can have such an energy transition take place in 3 weeks' time for something that, you know, this little open up an egg and there's this yellow globe in the side of it covered around with this gooky-looking stuff. And in 3 weeks, it's a living life form running all across the pasture. So when you eat that, what are you eating? What are you getting? And so the difference between commercial eggs and essentially store-bought eggs and farm-fresh eggs, but you can get really good eggs anymore because the public is demanding it inside the supermarket. But you have to watch carefully. They're probably the more expensive eggs that are there.
Oh, of course.
But when you talk about freshness and taste and the density of the yolk and the color of the yolk and the strength of the eggshell itself and how strong the yolk is once you drop it into a frying pan or whatever else, the farm fresh beats the store-bought eggs all the time. As far as freshness is concerned, those eggs could be 3 weeks past packaging with the store-bought. Eggs will last a while. There's no issue about that. But you don't really know about the freshness and the taste. There's no issue when you can eat some farm fresh eggs, or if you've got neighbors, they got chickens in their backyard. Those kinds of eggs. As opposed to a really blanchy, sterile looking white eggs,
right?
Yeah.
The white eggs are bleached. The brown eggs are the ones that it's what the animal is fed. The hardness of the eggshell. I know this because I buy the feed for our chickens. We have about 40, 50 chickens running around the yard. Not counting the guinea hens that are the noisiest critters I think I've ever been around in my life. They're kind of interesting characters. But we have duck eggs because the ducks wander around the farm as well. Turkey eggs, wild turkeys. Look at that stuff. The thing, my grandfather, God love him, used to tell me crazy stories. Like when I was a kid, I asked him at his house. There was a dial up, one of those, it was a cover for an electric outlet, and it was in the ceiling. And I said, "What's that for?" He said, "I've planted a light bulb up there, and it's going to grow into a lens so that the light will come out of the ceiling." I believed him. He also told me once when he was cooking me eggs, when he opened the egg, there was a little spot inside the egg, and I said, "What?" I used to call him Daddy Ward. "Daddy Ward, what's that speck?" He said, "That's the growing egg. And if you eat a raw egg, that chicken will grow inside of you." And want to get out of it. I believe that. But well, that's why, you know what? I bet that's one of the reasons, you're always trying to, when I go to your house, get me to have those damn Mary's milkshakes with the raw eggs in them. And I bet, now that I think about that, psychologically, my grandfather damaged me for life when it came to eggs.
That could be. How old were you?
I bet that's it. I was six, maybe seven.
Hey, Mary's milkshake with two raw eggs in it is, I can't think of a healthier glass full of food than you can find.
I know. But you haven't turned me onto it yet. Although every once in a while you sneak it in when I'm there and not looking.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, pal. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. ForbiddenDoctor.com is his website. We'll be talking about some of the special things that are there for you that will help you out. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin, who are going to remind you, as they will, of special deals right now. $30 off your purchase and 2 free months as well. There's a payment plan. As you know, Calitrin is the way to lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off forever. It's really a fabulous product. It's not about crash diets. It's about keeping the weight off, keeping your body safe. And that can be done with their product at toploss.com. Check it out. The podcast, Jack has his podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We have our podcast at DGBHealthShow.com. Most recent one with Dr. Jack is a focus on the doctor who helped invent the vaccine, and perhaps with the mRNA vaccine, perhaps a little caution is the info that comes from this fellow. We discuss that. And then we talk about supplementation and whether you're supposed to take stuff that's expired. I think we agree that most of the time the stuff that's put on, especially if it's natural, the imprints that are on there are meaningless because the stuff will last forever. And so there are other things. We talk about the dangers and benefits of drinking coffee on this podcast. So, believe what you will, listen and be informed. It's the DJV Health Show podcast at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen, here reviewing some of the important information. You know, I wanted to, before we go away from eggs and what they're all about, you were talking about density and color, and I started to talk about the egg shell itself and what happens when you are, the white eggshells are thin and they break easily. The brown ones don't. They're thicker because the eggs come and the chicken is producing that shell based on what it eats. And it eats, if there's a grain that is, and there are a lot of these natural organic grains that help to color the egg. And that's why you see some eggs are white. If you go into a diner, for example, they're usually using cheap eggs. Most restaurants use cheap eggs.
Totally.
And if you look, you know, go into a, for example, a Waffle House and you order eggs, you'll see the big box of white eggs because those are the cheapest ones. And the ones that are the most expensive are the ones with the hard egg shell. And I don't mean to take away your thunder here, but I am just kind of, it's interesting to know really where the color and the strength comes from. There's a lot of vitamin D3 in these eggs, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, they get it. They get it because they're outside in the sun. Now, the commercial eggs are coming from chickens in cages inside all the time.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So there's very low vitamin D content, but in when an egg from a chicken running around in the sun all day, that's one of the reasons why the shells are hard as well, because of the calcium.
But there's no shell on the egg inside the mother, inside the hen. There's no shell. The shell develops as it's on its way out. So if the the ingredients that are in the egg have a long time to cook, I don't know. You know, our chickens usually lay an egg a day, and it's fascinating if you understand the process of the egg developing inside the host. That is the hen. And then the eggshell has to be applied to it. It's kind of like a process of a factory. You can't have the internal side of the egg. And, you know, it's nothing. The shell doesn't develop first. It's the egg that develops, and then the shell comes around. It's really a fascinating, when you think about it, eggs in general, any kind of eggs, the shell and how it develops. I think it's fascinating. All right, Jack, we'll continue here on DJV Health in a matter of moments.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
DGV Health Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's been looking into Pfizer's documents, what they have submitted to the FDA for the use authorization. A lot of people are questioning, oh, this is not really good. But when you think about, even though you don't get the flu shot, and neither do I, the annual flu shot, that never gets approved either. It always has the emergency use authorization. What's the process they go through to give it certification? What's different?
Years and years of testing.
What are they testing?
Testing its effectiveness and its the dangerous aspects of it on various animals. You know, they start out with mice, and then they move to rats, and then they move to guinea pigs, and then they move to hamsters, then they move to cats. No, rabbits. Then they move to cats, then they move to dogs, then they move to monkeys before they ever try some human trials. And that takes many, many years. And the only way they were going to get this thing out as fast as they did is they had to go through emergency use authorization. And even in their submittal documents, what blows me away, you know, just before the show started, I was listening to a commercial about people who are shut-ins and don't get out and need a little bit more attention from people and how much they need to protect themselves from getting COVID by getting the shot. The shot doesn't protect you from getting COVID. In the submittal documents, both Pfizer and Moderna, it's right there in their paperwork. It's public information. You can read it yourself that they gave to the FDA. It's only designed to lessen mild to moderate symptoms.
People ask me why you are so opposed to this. Can you give us in a nutshell reference? Because they know you and I disagree on this, and I don't disagree necessarily with your thinking. I took it for practical reasons. There are all kinds of people that say, look, in 30 years there are going to be 10 times more dementia cases. Well, how do you know that? You don't know anything except what's here and now.
That's the problem. There are no long-term studies of any vaccine. Long-term studies.
Well, there were no long-term studies. Nobody knew what that was going to do. You could have ended up with two instead of one.
Well, yes, I suppose if you want to look at it from that direction. But my point is this: with the VAERS system, with the CDC that reports adverse reactions, the numbers are skyrocketing. And in Europe, it's even higher. The numbers of deaths, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of deaths that occurred in a matter of hours to a couple of days to a couple of weeks following the injection.
But isn't that part of the general conversation here when you're talking
about stop people from getting it? It would stop people from getting it. Right now, as of now, August 10th.
But the studies show that people are not getting as bad a case of this stuff.
What studies?
What studies? Any of the things that you hear from hospitals.
That's right. What you hear from hospitals, not from studies, what you hear from hospitals that stand to gain from COVID.
Well, what how do we look at the people who are dying because they don't have the shots? How do we justify that?
Who are they, Doug? Who are most of the people?
Most of
comorbidity people over the age of 70 is the vast majority of those who die every year from flu, from influenza, from congestive heart failure, from tuberculosis. They die every year anyway. People die every year. And to stop counting the flu deaths, to stop counting the tubercular deaths and call them all COVID is unconscionable as far as I'm concerned.
I understand.
This is a money game. This is a money game.
There's no question that anything the drug companies are involved in is a money game. But how have we gotten so suckered into this that it has transformed the lives?
We're believing people.
But all around the world, not just in America.
Oh, yeah.
But all around the world.
Some places are getting pretty draconian in their enforcements.
Yeah. All right. Jack and I will continue. This is the DJV Health Show. Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. You get a lot of support for his thoughts if you go there to check a lot of the articles out, a lot of the studies that he looks at. And he and I will continue studying the world of health.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Taliban closing in on Afghanistan's capital city, the province just south of the capital, Kabul, falling Saturday. An official in the Logar province says the Taliban is now just 7 miles from Kabul. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's ambassador to the U.S., Adela Raz, telling the PBS NewsHour Friday that Afghans are scrambling to get out.
If you look at the single ticket in Afghanistan, commercial airline tickets, there is no ticket left. Everybody is trying to leave because they assume it's a window of 48 hours or a few days that they have to secure themselves.
Afghanistan's president says Saturday remobilizing the country's security forces is a top priority. U.S. Marines start arriving Friday, 3,000 expected by Sunday. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening Friday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. This is USA Radio News. The CDC recommending a COVID booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC Friday how he thinks the booster shot should be administered.
I do believe, and I've long believed, that we should be looking at providing boosters to the older population, particularly people in nursing homes or congregate settings who are more at risk of contracting COVID and more at risk of a bad outcome, people who were vaccinated a long time ago, last December or January, because we have seen evidence of declining vaccine effectiveness across the board.
Dr. Gottlieb says he also sees good news ahead. He expects the number of COVID cases in the South to peak this week and then start declining. Security concerns surrounding the 20th anniversary of 9/11, Homeland Security on Friday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence. The agency adds the anniversary comes during what's already a heightened threat environment, thanks to violent extremists motivated by racial and ethnic hatred and resentment of COVID restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back into the saddle here, if you will, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. You know, somebody sent me something about, they heard us talking about zinc a few weeks ago, and how that's part of the formula to ward off. If you're looking for a natural way to build up your immune system so that you don't get COVID, zinc is one of the most important ingredients. Where does it come from? Where does zinc come from? Is that out of the ground?
It's a mineral, yeah. It's a mineral, and it doesn't occur naturally as zinc. It's always in the form of some oxide or chloride, or it combines with other kinds of minerals and elements so that it's not all that uncommon. There, usually when you're mining other kinds of minerals, zinc is a byproduct of it. The big, huge copper mine that's out here in Utah, the largest man-made hole on the face of the planet, which is mainly after copper, but there's silver, and there's gold, and there's magnesium, and there's zinc, and a whole bunch of other kinds of minerals that start showing up that can be separated in their production laboratories into zinc metal. Now, that zinc metal is used in a lot of electronics. It's used in chemical compounds. But in the human body, one of the reasons why we want to make sure we have foods that are zinc-rich or at least have a zinc supplement is because zinc is involved in over 300 different enzyme reactions inside the body. It's important to the immune system. But also, it has a somewhat antiviral effect because it helps to stop viral replication. Now, you know, viruses are dead. Viruses are not alive. They have no metabolism. They don't reproduce. They don't move. They're just dead.
So they reproduce the virus?
They get inside the cell, and the cell is hijacked by the presence of this virus to make the virus itself. That's the prevailing theory. And what zinc does, what we know zinc does, is it helps to stop that replication from taking place. So zinc-depleted people, just like calcium-depleted people, are much more prone to sickness than those who have adequate levels of those minerals inside their physiology.
You know, I try to get information to back up your points of view as well as what Ken has to say, and I just came across something that I had researched a couple of months ago. about healthy eating and what it does to, we were talking about those people who get COVID, older for the most part. Not, you know, there's a lot of people that are young, but for the most part, it's older folks who are immunocompromised in the first place. And this particular study suggests that if you eat a healthy diet, and they don't tell you what it is, I think that's what, if I'm going to have somebody give me some advice, and you say, eat a healthy diet, it's kind of like saying, you know, you really should do this, 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 and this. Okay, so tell me how to do it. And in this case, tell me what to eat. What do we, everybody may have a different idea of what a healthy diet is.
What do they stand to gain by the positions that they take in these kinds of things? Because when someone starts saying, well, you need to eat a healthier diet, we just immediately assume they mean plants and vegetables and fruit. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of fruit and vegetables, while they're good in their own respect, are laced with glyphosate, and they're laced with pesticides and herbicides that absolutely destroy processes inside the body, not the least of which is your body's ability to utilize zinc.
The glyphosate causes cancer. It's Monsanto.
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
And by the way, they're announcing this week they're going to stop. I thought this was pretty interesting as an aside. This will be a focus of our American Family Farmer Show this week. They're going to stop selling, Bayer has announced, they're going to stop selling Roundup to individuals. You're going to have a license. Farmers who use these various pesticides and the various things that are used to keep bugs and stuff away, there are all kinds of these things, these sprays that farmers use, but you got to have a license. You have to pass a test
now,
in order to buy
you?
This stuff.
Yeah, what's that tell you?
It tells you that they're running scared. They have to pay out so much in these things. Don't use Roundup.
Yeah,
don't
we have
buy,
all this extra.
Shouldn't be in any of these stores.
We found all this extra uranium in this basement, but you got to have a license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to be able to use this stuff because it's deadly. So now you have to have a license to be able to use that kind of material. By analogy, by direct analogy here, Dr. Robert Malone, the fellow who is credited with developing the mRNA technology, is now saying, stop these vaccines till more study is done. There are too many deadly side effects taking place.
Well, but you're not likely to. There's a steamroller effect.
Oh, yeah.
With the, you know,
every last person on the planet. Get the
pushing them on. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so then there is also some information this week about Viagra. Now, because you and I talk about not using drugs, Viagra is something that was created, what, 20 years ago? I was trying to remember when Bob
Dole
did
those commercials. Yeah, I think it's out of patent by now.
It is, okay.
And that's 17 years.
So there is, again, this is, we talk about these studies because people pay attention to them because they think they're credible. I don't know that this isn't credible. The American College of Cardiology says men who take Viagra live 4 to 5 years longer. Obviously, Viagra is supposed to be for impotence, but if you take it, it lowers the risk of having heart attacks.
Well, they first were using it because it caused vasodilation, dropping blood pressure. It just happened to have a side effect in some of the test studies of being able to improve the erectile function in the men as a side effect. It wasn't created for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing with Cialis, which was a copy of that.
Yeah, same thing.
And so the reason they're finding out men are living longer with it is because they have lower blood pressure as a result.
So we look at all of these studies, and the reason I suppose to look at them is to either agree with them because they seem solid or to disagree because they were done by some questionable organization for a questionable reason. So I'm going to ask you about that because there is a new study out from Oxford University that suggests that eating processed meats increases your risk for dementia. There are a lot of people who say taking the vaccine may do that as well.
Yep.
But what's the difference between processed meats? A lot of people don't even meat's meat to some people. They don't know the difference between beef that comes from a butcher shop and a roll of package of bologna that they buy in the supermarket. So let's deal with that in a practical way. Dr. Jack Stockwell, don't forget the podcast. They're at ForbiddenDoctor.com and also at djvhealthshow.com, thinking about you and your health and your well-being and your satisfaction. We all need to keep our bodies clean. So we jump into the shower every day, or if you're like me, I every once in a while jump into the bathtub because I love just sitting and soaking in the bathtub. When I get out, I want to know that I'm going to be dry fast, because there's nothing worse, especially in the wintertime, getting out of the shower or when it's cold and being cold, because the water immediately gets colder when you're out of the heat in the of the shower or the tub. And so if you don't have an absorbing towel, you're going to be uncomfortable. That's where MyPillow and the MyPillow towel come in. Fabulously made out of great American cotton. These actually absorb. And the proof in the pudding here is you using them and trying them for 2 months, and if they don't work, you don't like them, they aren't absorbent, you send them back, get your money back. That's how it works at MyPillow. Everything's guaranteed. You got 60 days to try it out, whether it's the towels, it's the pillows, it's the sheets, pillowcases, whatever they have in their product catalog at MyPillow.com, all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You'll never feel the same about any number of products. They got those new slippers, too, by the way. They're very cool. So check it all out. See what you can order. Using the DJV code, you'll save from 30 to 65%. Right now, for example, the towel set sells usually for $109, now $39, using the promo code DJV in the square on the promo page. So radio listener specials page. Look for the square, enter DJV, save all kinds of dough on all the great products at MyPillow.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $199.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, okay, when people come into your clinic in Salt Lake City, you feel like you're schooling them on things they should have learned in high school?
Yeah, Doug, even as early as sixth grade, let alone high school.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a sad state of affairs how ignorant children are about these kinds of things. Back to the shot for just a second. If you have natural immunity, you don't need a shot. Just keep that in mind. If you have natural immunity, if you got COVID last year, you have natural immunity. You certainly don't need a shot. If you eat food from Mother Nature, you can expect the best kind of nutrition that's going to come to you until it goes through processing. Now, you were talking about processed meats. One thing, read the label. Read the label. Right. If it starts listing chemicals that are in there, especially sodium nitrite, it's a preservative for a lot of meats, and it tries to make meat look red. It tries to make it look like it's from the butcher shop. That's what a processed meat is. And, yes, those things are dangerous. I never recommend to my patients that they eat processed meats. You go to the butcher or you go to the rancher. That's, you know, out here, a lot of people will, you know, get together and buy a cow. And once it's been processed, they'll have a third or a quarter or a quarter. And they'll have the cow. Or they'll get together and have the milk from it, or they get together and have the meat once it's processed. But when you buy this stuff inside the supermarket, and some of these supermarkets are getting smart, you read the labels on the meat, and it will say uncured. Whether it's bacon or whether it's hot dogs or something else, it'll say uncured. It means a lot of those chemicals have been left out of it. You just keep it cold. Now, 100 years ago, before refrigeration, if you didn't have a root cellar or someplace that you had access to ice, you know, you would hang these things and dry them out with salt, and they didn't have to be refrigerated. They were preserved other ways, rather than the kinds of chemicals that we inject these foods with now. And there's plenty of studies out there to show you're asking for serious colon problems if you eat commercially processed meat. And as much as I think meat should be a part, it's a part of our ancestral diet, it should be a part of our diet, you do not eat processed meats because the chemicals in there are not from Mother Nature.
So does that go for hot dogs and sausage and all that sort
of
thing?
If it says uncured, you're far better off with that than if you're eating something that's got sodium nitrite and potassium chloride and a bunch of other stuff they stick in there.
Plenty of stuff to get stuck into, there's no question about that. All right, I have an idea that you have done some research into stem cells and to the personal experiences that some people are having taking supplements. And I wonder if Standard Process, the company that you represent in your clinic, do they have any focus on stem cells, and what do you think?
They have focus on giving the body what it needs nutritionally so it produces good, healthy stem cells. You know, stem cells are a living material. You can only get it from life itself. You can't package it.
So what about all the research that's being done to try to create stem cells in the laboratory?
Oh, yeah. Well, they start off with a mother tissue.
They have something they take out of your body that is a cell they
take
can
build
stem
cells.
On.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And there's certain surgeries that there's a greater, faster recovery when primarily your own stem cells are used. That they'll culture your own stem cells, especially for some really serious organ transplant stuff or serious orthopedic surgeries.
All right. Jack's got a lot of information to pass on. He does it in the form of the podcast, but there's that new Forbidden Doctor newsletter, which you can find at ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com.
Yes.
Talking, writing about things that he can't talk about on the air, either on this program, on his program, or in the podcast. So subscribe to Notes from the Forbidden Doctor, the newsletter available now at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack and Doug Steffen here on DJE Health.
Are you looking for information about COVID-19 vaccination that's specific to the needs of people with disabilities? Dial the Disability Information and Access Line supports people with disabilities and their families who are seeking information, assistance, and resources that can help them make informed decisions about and receive access to COVID-19 vaccines that are available in their communities. Contact Dial at 888-677-1199 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, or email Dial at n4a.org for assistance. Getting vaccinated is an important step to help protect people with disabilities from getting COVID-19. If you or someone you know needs help accessing the vaccine, the Disability Information and Access Line can connect you to local resources. Dial is the only national call center that is dedicated to supporting people with disabilities on issues related to COVID-19. Speak with an information specialist in any language at 888-677-1199 from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, or email Dial at n4a.org for help.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time for us to cue in with Dr. Jack Stockwell again. BJV Health on the air. Dr. Jack is in Salt Lake City. His clinic is a fixture in the community. And I'm thinking about all the smoke, all of the things coming from the California fire. How is that affecting you? How is that affecting the city? How is that affecting your clients and your patients? And the temperature is also going through the roof this week there, too, isn't it?
Well, it's hanging around. It's just under 100, but it's going to hang around there for the rest of the week. But no one here in the state has ever seen anything like this. And that Dixie fire is only about 20% contained, but the wind directions are going to change. And they said in the next 2 days, we might finally be able to see down the street. This you would think the fire was right next door.
Really?
Honestly, you'd think the fire was right here in the valley. This smoke is so thick. And part of the problem is that a lot of the material, the smoke material, is down to a particulate of a level of 2.5 microns.
What does that mean?
That means it is so small that it not only gets into your lungs when you breathe it, it will get across the alveoli into the bloodstream.
All right, let me ask you, let's go back to COVID for a minute. When you talk, so we get some relative comparative understanding.
Sure.
When you talk about the masks that are used by people, you have been critical because most of them don't do anything anyway or don't do what's necessary. But there is one that you can wear that particulates out to 1 micron. I don't remember the brand name, but I know you talked about it. Is that something that should be, you know, you just wonder as you go ahead, as part of living in America or living in the age that we're living in, are we going to have to wear masks all the time?
Well, the downside of wearing
COVID, look at this.
Yeah. Well, this will eventually clear out. They'll eventually get the fire out.
No, but I'm talking about in the presence of it while it's there, not necessarily It'll go from one thing to another. It's COVID this week, it's a fire next week. So people just say, okay, well, COVID is, wear a mask.
No, yeah, the hype on COVID isn't going to go away. So even though the smoke, even though there might be an actual practical reason to wear a mask, especially here in this valley, and well, most of the state, for that particulate matter of the smoke, you know, it'll go away, but the whole political aspect of COVID is not going to go anywhere.
But because you've said that you wouldn't, you don't think wearing a mask is practical for
Doug,
the
it's not
COVID
just me.
Thing.
It's hundreds, of specialists around the world.
I understand.
Who say they're worthless.
But
the psychological damage is worse than anything else.
What I'm focused on, though, is what the damage would be from an individual incident like this fire and the smoke and the stuff that's in the air. Should we be wearing a mask to deal with that?
Well, especially anybody that's got respiratory problems of any kind. Absolutely. And so that's on the news constantly, you know. Regardless, they don't say regardless of how you feel about COVID. They just say, listen, you shouldn't be outside without some serious filtration mask. And
what?
Because it gets down to 2 microns, it's the N95 is the one that they normally push as the ultimate filtration mask, but it is so limiting in the ability to get air through it, it has a dangerous side effect of its own. So
what other things, COVID aside, what other elements in the air or what other circumstances would lead you to believe that wearing a mask was smart? What other kinds of
Any time you're in an abnormal atmospheric condition, we have dust storms out here. And because we're in the desert, I mean, there's parts of Salt Lake that, you know, and parts of Utah that look like a rainforest because they're way, way up high, you know, 11,000 feet in the mountains.
Right.
But down here in the valley, the lowest part, this is the basin area. The Great Salt Lake, the reason it's the way it is because it's the bottom of the bathtub. From far, way over in Nevada to way over in Colorado, we are the lowest point, and everything drains this direction, air as well as water.
Well, that's what I meant.
If it didn't hit the Colorado River, it's going to move in this direction, and especially the air. And when the air gets still and the winds move from a totally different direction, you can get an awful lot of crap blowing around in the air that you don't necessarily want to breathe in. It's part of desert living, for that matter.
All right, so that's what I wanted to sort of clarify. Here's something else to think about when it comes to clarification. People ask all the time, when you say Calitrin will help you lose weight and keep it off, what do you mean by that? And I think, okay, what's the better way of me saying you keep the weight off? What's another way of saying that? You won't gain weight again. There are lots of simplistic ways of looking at how you take care of yourself. This may be the simplest way for you to get the 86% of the people who use this keep weight off their bodies. After you've gone through a lot of work to lose weight, now keeping it off can be a challenge. Not so if you're using Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural. And right now, if you use the DJV code this week, they're a huge sale. The package includes $30 off and 2 free months. Check it out online at toploss.com. Check out with the code DJV. It's 59.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.